This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump is dumb, right? That's what we were told. Donald Trump is dumb! How could you possibly want Donald Trump to replace Barack Obama? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats out there, they were asked, Barack Obama is the smartest president ever, man. How's Donald Trump? He's so stupid. He's stupid. He's dumb. He's an ignorant guy, and he's unhinged. Oh, my gosh, I don't know why we would want him. Yeah, they claim they believe Donald Trump to be dumb. There are people that thought Donald Trump was dumb. They got sold on the idea that this dude was dumb. I want to just make you understand how stupid you have to be to believe that a dude who graduated from Wharton and made himself into a billionaire is dumb. Do I need to explain it, or did you just get it? Did you get what I said? I don't think Democrats believe any longer that Donald Trump is dumb. No matter what they tell you publicly, it's like I've been waging this campaign to say Democrats don't believe anything that they say about Trump. They're just too invested. It's just a hand. They know they're bluffing. They know you know they're bluffing, but they got to play the hand. So that's where we are. But I want to understand the logic that went behind the Democrats promoting the concept of Donald Trump, probably one of the most brilliant presidents in history, but how they promoted that he was dumb. He was stupid. And you're dumb for wanting to vote for him. I'm dumb because I voted for him. That's what they wanted me to believe, like they could convince me of that. So I've already hinted, you already know this, but I'm going to say it again. Trump graduated from Wharton, one of the top Ivy League schools in the country. Now, I'm biased. My oldest son is strange from me right now. He's a difficult kid to deal with, but he's a Wharton graduate. I know firsthand the rigors of getting into Wharton because my son did it. I know firsthand the rigors of graduating from Wharton because my son did it. And so did Donald Trump. I remember my son, I took him up to Wharton. We go up to Philly. He's like, this place is a dump. I said, I told you. You know, do you sure you don't want to go to Wash U, which is where I lived in St. Louis? He goes, nah, Dad, I want to go to Princeton. I mean, we went up and visited Princeton, but he ended up picking Wharton. And while we're in there, the guy says to me, well, he told my son, he says, hey, listen, while we're offering you a full ride, we still expect your parents to pay a percentage of your schooling. And I said, you can go tell that counselor from your dad's mouth, I ain't paying a dime to send my scholar to your school. I said, and here's what you can give him. You can tell him, with your scores on the SATs, putting you in the top one percentile of the nation, color notwithstanding, and your grades from high school, being that you are a rock-solid 4.0 student, and with multiple disciplines. I mean, the kid is a great writer. He's amazing in finance and math. I mean, literally, he had it all together. Got a funky attitude, but that's, you know, that goes without saying for a lot of kids, certainly his age at the time. So he goes back in, he says, hey, my dad says he's not paying a nickel. If you want one of the top students in the country, which I happen to be, and you get the added benefit of having the top black student, you know, one of the top students who happens to be black, then you'll bring me in. If not, we'll find a school where I can go. And the guy, my son comes out, and I said, what did he say? He said, your dad is right. They gave him a full ride. Now, he had to stay in. I could tell you a story of another black kid who claimed he was a very, very bright kid. I talked to the kid. He didn't make it. He didn't make it. Because you know what? Wharton is a big hill to climb. And they're very selective. They want who they want. and they picked Donald Trump. And just like my son, Donald Trump made it and he graduated. And I don't think any strings were probably pulled to get there. I think Trump had to be a stellar student, not because he ultimately became a billionaire, but because if he were anything less than a stellar student, the Democrats would have told us. They'd have said he bought and paid his way. Donald Trump had people writing his. We had people that said they wrote his prom, his term papers. And we had people that did his work for him and took his tests and he paid her. He was like back to school with the, what's his name? Rodney Dangerfield. But they never said anything like that. Now, in contrast, Barack Obama performed horribly at Harvard. And I know this with 100% fact. Y'all, Kevin, how do you know? You cannot possibly know that you have not seen Barack Obama's grades. You're exactly right. And that's why I know with a fact that he was not a good student. You just answered your own questionnaire, Perry Mason. Yeah, if Barack Obama had been a stellar student, they would be flaunting your grades, his grades in your face like a Chippendale G-string. Boy, look at these grades, baby. Look at these grades. They're doing none of the sort. They won't even tell you Barack Obama's fifth grade grades. Because he's a piker. Anyway, back to Trump. So Trump graduates from one of the toughest business schools in the world. Borrows money from his daddy. Built a billion-dollar empire. Because, as Democrats would have you believe, that's what dumb people do. Yeah. Trump is so dumb, he gets into the toughest business school in the country, probably in the world. He graduates. His dad says, you know what? You're so stupid. I'm going to give you $1 million and watch you fail. Then Donald Trump says, I'll take your stupid money and I'll go out and fail like you expect me to, daddy. And he goes out. And by some miraculous way, he avoids all the dumb things that he should be doing as a dummy. Right? And he becomes a billionaire. And then, multiple times, a billionaire all his times over, and he does something really iconic, bigger than a Bloomberg, bigger than a Jeff Bezos, and all of them. He brands his name and makes it an iconic brand. What's a Bezos? What's a Bloomberg? Nothing. Guys making money off of other people. What's a Trump? A lot of stuff. You know exactly what Trump is. He puts his stamp on it. On that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Donald Trump was supposed to be dumb, and I explained just how dumb he is. He gets accepted to Wharton. He graduates from Wharton with good grades. And how do I know, having never seen that Donald Trump's a good grades? I just answered it again, Perry Mason. I've never seen his grades. Because if his grades sucked, Democrats would be flaunting them in our faces. But they didn't. So then dumb Trump borrows $1 million from his dad because dads always give their stupid kids money to burn. He takes that money and unbeknownst to Donald Trump and his dumb self, he builds a multi-billion dollar industry. And that's where we left off. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you are with me because I like explaining things to you and giving you some logic and things to think about. So Donald Trump now is a iconic builder, a mogul, who his name itself becomes synonymous with quality, with luxury, with excellence. I know, because that's what dumb people do. They want you to look, oh, this is a Trump? This has got to be made with quality. It's a Trump property? Oh, my gosh, it must be a great place to stay. You know how dumb he is. So they get all this, you know, make you convinced that he's stupid. And what does Trump do? The billionaire builder mogul, he says, you know what? I'm bored doing this stuff. I can actually go on TV and have a successful show and make my iconic brand even bigger. And what's he do? He goes out and does The Apprentice. That morphs into Celebrity Apprentice. And few people could argue with the success of the franchise, certainly under Trump. Other billionaires or celebrity notables like Mark Cuban, Arnold Schwarzenegger, they tried to duplicate success, the same success as Donald Trump. Mark Cuban's show failed miserably. People, do you even know Mark Cuban tried an equivalent to that show? Do most people even know that? It was an abject failure in the largest sense. Even if Cuban had said, I'll finance it, it wouldn't have worked. The network wouldn't have played it. Didn't have enough money. Couldn't hold a slot. Then, when Trump left Celebrity Apprentice, Arnold Schwarzenegger took over. Where is it now? Arnold Schwarzenegger, politician turned movie star, movie star turned politician, could not take that show, the very same show Trump did, and make it a success. A failure. Miserably failed. So, Trump says, you know what? I've done that successfully. I'm now a household word to rappers, to little kids growing up. They know what it means to have the luxury, the brand of Trump, to have me say you're fired. And he gets into politics. And in his first serious run for the presidency, he prevails. Because that's what stupid people do. They go from one job to the next and do it successfully. To the level that nobody else can do it because they're that stupid and dumb. Yeah. So he wins against all odds. Something that other billionaires, let's just make sure we are clear. Other billionaires worth more money than he cannot do what he did. Mark Cuban failed. Bloomberg failed. Tom Steyer failed. Don't make me go all William Shatner on you. They've all failed. Bones. Warp speed. All right, Scotty. Anyway, all failures. So here's the point. They know Donald Trump's not dumb. They just won't admit it. Now, Comey, let's go back to him. He wrongly believed that Trump was dumb. And he admitted in an interview that he played on the naivete of the Trump White House during the transition when he set up General Mike Flynn. So here's that clip.
I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. The protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over. And so we placed a call to Flynn, said, hey, we're sending a couple guys over. Hope you'll talk to them. He said, sure. Nobody else was there. They interviewed him in a conference room at the White House Situation Room, and he lied to them. And that's what he's now pled guilty to.
What did he think they were coming over there for?
I don't think he knew. No, we didn't tell him. Just said, sending over a couple of agents. I want to ask you some questions. I didn't have this conversation. My deputy director did, but hope you got a few minutes. You can sit down and talk to them. And he said, sure.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Let me ask you, do you think this is an interview that Comey wishes he could take back? Wow. Particularly in light of the damning evidence against the crooked agency that he ran. This guy is smugly admitting the tricking Flynn. to tricking the Donald Trump administration. He verifies the intent of the information that we've learned about the FBI, that they wanted to know. Are we trying to set him up? Are we trying to get him fired? Do we want him in jail? What do you want, Director? And Comey tells him. Yeah, do you want him jailed or do you want him fired? So, who's dumb? Who's dumb? The guy that thinks, I set Trump up. Ha 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 ha. You see, you hear the audience going, as he's talking about the things that he did, things that he says he wouldn't have done under other presidents. I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, he says. In the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration, the protocol. So he broke protocol. He admits it. Yeah. He says, if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House to interview a senior official, you'd have to go through the White House counsel. He didn't do it. He knew he was supposed to, but he didn't. He says, I thought, it's early enough. Let's just send a couple of guys over. So we place a call to Fred Flynn. He says, yeah, we're gonna send a couple of guys over. You okay? Talk to him? Sure. Nobody else was there. They interviewed him in a conference room at the White House Situation Room, and he lied to him. And that's why he's pled guilty to. Did he know why he was coming over? No, I don't think so. We didn't tell him. We just said we're going to send a couple of guys over. Innocent. Breaking protocol. You know why? Because that dude's dumb. And you know what happened with Comey? President Trump fired his butt when he was thousands of miles away from his office, and they raided his office, and they got him. And that's where we are today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former CDC director isn't mincing words when it comes to describing the country's fight against the coronavirus.
Our war against COVID will be long and difficult, and we must act strategically now and establish a new way of preventing future health disasters.
Speaking at a House subcommittee hearing, Tom Frieden says the virus is here to stay.
As bad as this has been, it's just the beginning. Until we have an effective vaccine, and unless something very unexpected happens, our viral enemy will be with us for many months and possibly many years.
Less than a day after signaling the White House task force on coronavirus would be disbanded, President Trump, in a series of tweets, says the group will continue on indefinitely and shift the focus to reopening and manufacturing vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News. April saw the worst job losses in the history of the ADP private payrolls report. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The report released Wednesday morning showing 20.2 million jobs evaporated last month as the virus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to its knees. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The government's jobs report for April is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America's pediatricians say schools should plan to phase in reopenings before returning to full activity. The American Academy of Pediatrics issuing new guidance suggesting the possibility of reduced school hours when in-person classes resume. The group also saying schools also need to prepare for distance learning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know if this story's true. I'm going to tell you that right now, in case people are listening and trying to say, oh, we're going to snopes, we're going to fact check Kevin. This is an opinion show. This is not a news show. This is a show where we discuss the news and I give you my opinion of it. Now, my opinion is a professional one. It is born of logic and reason. Degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Kevin Jackson, see, I got his doctorate in engineering. Or, I didn't get my doctorate in engineering, but I got my doctorate in political issues over the last 10 years. Almost going into our 11th year, actually, when I formed the Black Sphere organization, the blacksphere.net, for those of you who know the brand but don't know the man. Yeah, so you get to where you can read through the BS over 10 years when you study this stuff, and you're obviously in a relatively intelligent person, which most of you are that listen to this program. I mean, you're here, so you're obviously pretty smart deciding you want to listen to me. And I certainly believe you are brilliant, because I love getting your messages and your emails and you passing things on and getting me more and more people that think as we do, because we are all very smart, brilliant people. Good for us. Long story short, this story I got, there's some ring of truth to it. There really is. It's about leaks. See, DC has leaks. Though most of it comes from this treasonous congressman by the name of Adam Schiff. And by leaks, I mean disinformation or misinformation. Intentional. And I've noted over the past few years that leaks only seem to occur when Democrats have something to gain from the leak. So, for example, Democrats leak to form false narratives. That's what they do. Or else they would just tell you the truth. I can't remember when a leak has occurred in favor of us, Republicans, conservatives. When have we had a leak where we went, oh, I get what they're doing, they're undoing that lie, or whatever. We don't have leaks. We have the truth. What happens with Republicans is a very simple concept, is we believe you should tell the truth. I know sometimes it hurts. It does. Had a friend of mine recently, he got divorced from his wife. He was a serial philanderer, and he says, you know what did it for me, Kevin? Because he told me he got divorced, and I said, ooh, did she leave you? And he goes, no. He goes, I got so sick of myself when she came to me believing that the problem in our marriage was our fault. I mean, it was her fault, and I knew it wasn't. She's like, what else can I do? And he's going, it's not you. And he goes, it finally got to him that he goes, look, I got to fess up. And he did. And he told the truth. And good for him. So we believe in truth, even in his case, when it hurts. And let me tell you what the truth does, generally speaking. It damages Democrats. It damages Democrats. It's not hurting us for the most part. We are ready for the truth. Are there UFOs? I don't know, but tell me the truth. You know, did they land here? Is that how we got the space shuttles, what do they call those, high temperature tiles? I don't know, but I can handle the truth. Boy, we want the truth. Democrats, when they hear the truth, they have to leak something to the contrary, because Democrats are nothing but liars. Democrats try to make their leaks look like the truth. When they say Donald Trump didn't do anything with the Russians, there's no ties to the Russians. Oh, let's leak that we know that Mike Flynn had a conversation with the Russians, and that was tied to Carter Page, and Papadopoulos was this, that, and the other, and we'll get Comey to verify it, and we'll work with the Wall Street Journal, and they'll report this, and then we'll get the FISA courts to verify this through illegal leaks and taps or whatever, and we'll make the leak the truth. That's what Democrats do. Scandalous people. Yeah. And so, in the old days, they could get away with that. If they leaked it and reinforced it enough, people went, oh my gosh, it must be true. Donald Trump had to have colluded with the Russians. And I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I do not believe anybody could have withstood what the Democrats did to Trump, except Trump. Nobody could have withstood that. We don't have a politician on the planet. A Democrat couldn't have survived what the Democrats did to Trump. Not Bill Clinton, not even Barack Insane Obama could have survived that. So now, these days for them to be able to get away with these lies are over. Americans, we know the leak game. President Trump counters leftist lies with his own media response, a media juggernaut done by Twitter. Trump brought a street fighter mentality to politics, and he knows how to kick serious butt. And that is what saved him. The fact that this guy was a roll-up-your-sleeves business mogul who was used to dealing with the rough-and-tumble world of city, big city politics, which rivals anything, even at the federal level. Dealing with big city mayors and goons and, you know, mafioso types and what have you. Everybody wanting to get their piece of the pie. Trump holds press conferences where he tells the truth, doubles down on the truth with Twitter, right, while the Democrats are still leaking lies. And I like this side of him. But here's the problem. He's still somewhat on defense. He's still responding to the Democrats versus, you know, going on the offense. Now, I've told many people as a fighter, the beauty of a fighter is if you can make a guy think he's winning a fight as you're going backwards, and he thinks I'm winning, and you're backing up, but you're like, pop, pop, you're hitting him in the chin, but he's still coming forward, pop, 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 hitting him. And unless you hit like a chump, and it's not hurting him, then, you know, it's an endless cycle there. But you can win a fight going backwards. But let me tell you how you know you're winning a fight. When you're walking a guy down, when you hit him and you see that look in his eye like, oh, crap, what was that? Did you just hit me with a crowbar? Do you have on brass knuckles? And you look at him and he's got this. He looks at you and you got the same weapons in your hand. Nothing but fist and feet. And that look, and then he starts backing away and he can't touch you, but you're keeping him, what they say, at the end of that punch. That's when these guys panic and they're like, oh, my gosh. Oh, no, no, no. Donald Trump has to go on the offense. No more backing up. So here's what I said. What if President Trump's team starts doing a little bit of leaking of their own? What if President Trump starts leaking the truth? See, you can leak the truth. I think he's already done it. I think he's actually starting to get A.G. Barr to leak some of the truth. Have you heard A.G. Barr, some of his comments? It's been absolutely made clear. I know for a fact that they railroaded Mike Flynn. I know for a fact that they were attempting to subvert in a presidential election against Donald Trump. There's no equivocation on this whatsoever. So, when I heard that there was a leak, I wondered, is this part of Donald Trump's strategy to leak the truth? I had no idea about this list I'm about to read to you of possible indictments, but it is a believable list. It certainly is. Loretta Lynch, they say, former attorney general, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 2 counts of obstruction of justice, 3 counts of lying to Congress. True, not true, I don't know. Sally Yates, former U.S. attorney general, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow government, 3 counts of obstruction of justice. John Brennan, former director of the CIA, 3 counts conspiracy to overthrow government, 3 counts lying to Congress, 2 counts lying to investigators, 1 count conspiracy to commit treason, 3 counts of obstruction of justice. Anybody disagree with any of those? You know what? Here's the common tie in almost everyone. Conspiracy to overthrow the government, lying to Congress, obstruction of justice. The next one, James Clapper, former director of national intelligence, 3 counts conspiracy to overthrow the government, 2 counts of lying to Congress. I don't know what the 3 counts stand for. I don't know what they are. I'd like to dig some into that. I want to know more. But lying to Congress, easy. Easy. That is a fact. They lie. Of every one of those people I just talked about, what I told you, lying to Congress, Clapper, definitely lied to Congress. Brennan, definitely lied to Congress. Who was what? And Loretta Lynch, definitely lied to Congress. No question about it. So when I was talking about writing about this article, I said, look, disclaimer, I have no way to know this because this is grand jury type stuff, but I'll tell you this, very believable, easily believable. Here's another one. 4 CIA operatives, no charges known yet. See, that's the one that got me because I kept saying to myself, and I looked through the list, all these names we know. What about the people we don't know? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
As I said in the previous segment, I don't know if this stuff I'm going to tell you is true, not true, in the sense of these leaked indictments that may be facing some of the Democrats. I'm just glad you're here so we can discuss it and see if it's something that we believe to be reasonable. And so far, I must say, I, Kevin Jackson, proprietor of thekevinjacksonshow.com, believe them to be credible in the sense of what they would be indicted for and, you know, the various indictments by person. Because this list lists people by person and what the indictments are. And I would just suggest to you that let's not worry so much about, you know, I mean, obviously, I would love to have a source for the list. The person that I got it from, the site didn't have a source either, said, this is the rumor. Now, these are people that are supposedly on the inside. Are they any more inside than me or you? No. Are they just making amazing observations? Could be. I'm telling you right now. I'm not trying to be news. But I'm telling you, I saw this story and I said, that's certainly believable. I'll share it with the audience. With my friends. So we were. I just ran through Loretta Lynch, and who else did we do? Sally Yates, John Brennan, James Clapper. As you know, Loretta Lynch is a former AG. She's up for conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and lying to Congress. You've got Sally Yates, conspiracy to overthrow the government, obstruction of justice. Brennan, former director of the CIA, conspiracy, lying to Congress, lying to investigators, conspiracy to commit treason, and obstruction of justice. And Clapper, three counts of conspiracy to overthrow a government, two counts of lying to Congress, and then there were four other CIA operatives that are unnamed, as are their supposed reasons to be indicted. That's where we stand. That's a recap. Now, I believe these names. I believe this. I believe everybody there. And let's just go, I'm going to go down the rest of the list here because I think that it's important to for you so you can kind of go, well, yeah, that makes sense, or maybe it doesn't. 844-551-8255 if you do want to chime in. So we've got James Comey, former director of the FBI, crooked as the day is long. James Comey, three counts conspiracy to overthrow a government, six counts of perjury, four counts obstruction of justice, four counts falsifying government documents. See, I love that we get things that are added. Now we've got falsifying government documents, and he's got six counts of perjury. How many times has this guy lied to Congress? They say six. That's a good start. Andrew McCabe, three counts conspiracy to overthrow the government, three counts of lying to Congress, two counts of perjury, one count of falsifying government records. Wow. So we've added more entry. Comey and McCabe, by the way, McCabe was deputy director of the FBI. Falsifying government records have been added. Perjury has been added. Bruce Orr, know him. Department of Justice, former deputy AG, three counts of conspiracy, in parentheses, of what is unknown at this time, one count, falsifying government records. James Baker, former White House chief of staff. By the way, he's the guy who's starting to sing. He's the one that's become somewhat of a whistleblower. And the Geneva believes that Baker is trying to save his own hide at this point. But he's being charged. They put charges unknown at this time. That one's intriguing because he's now become a whistleblower of sorts. Let's make sure we have a lot of security around him. Peter Strzok, three counts conspiracy to overthrow the government, four counts of perjury, three counts of falsifying government documents. Lisa Page, three counts conspiracy to overthrow a government, three counts of perjury, one count of obstruction of justice. I'm telling you, look, all these names we know, these are people that we feel like deserve, justice has not been served here. We know this. So this could easily be one of these articles where somebody was doing clickbait to say, hey, come look at all the people who are going to get indicted. And if it is, they fooled me. I mean, I didn't buy it right out of hand because, as I said, they didn't have any links. But I don't anticipate any links. I posed the question earlier on in the previous broadcast, the previous segment. What if the president is now leaking stuff? What if he's got the rats ready to jump ship because he's saying, here's what's about to come down on you? What if that's what he's doing? Because leaks don't go our way. Leaks don't... This is too good of a leak for conservatives. It's too good of a legitimate leak. That's my point. You're telling me these are the people that are going to be indicted, and it's got all these names on there of people that I believe have gotten away with practical murder, and we're going to get something out of it? We actually will get to these indictments? Are you kidding me? That's too good of a leak. So it made me question. Has the president finally developed a strategy that says, I'm going to go on offense? I'm going to let you know. Let's face it. I said earlier, Barr is pulling no punches. He has said without equivocation that I know they tried to steal this election from Donald Trump. They tried to hurt him. They tried to do all kinds of stuff. There's no question of it. Here's another one. These make me suspicious. Rod Rosenstein, former United States Deputy Attorney General, five charges unknown at this time. Susan Rice, former national security advisor. Illegal use of government systems, 3 counts of perjury, 3 counts of obstruction of justice. I said, there are many other people I could add to this list, and I'll begin with a guy by the name of John Carlin. And there was a timeline we did. I don't know if this is good for radio, but here's what I'm going to try to make this where it, you can understand it. So between November of 2015 and April of 2016, the FBI and the DOJ's National Security Division used private contractors to access FISA information. In March of 2016, Rogers becomes aware of improper access to this raw FISA data. In April of 2016, the end of the timeline we talked about, he orders the NSA compliance officer to run a full audit of the 702 NSA compliance. April 18th of 2016, Rogers shut down the FBI NSD contractors' access to the FISA search system. April to September of 2016, Rogers continued his investigation. September the 26th, DOJ NSD head John Carlin files the government's proposed 2016 Section 702 certifications. The filing does not disclose the FISA abuses. Carlin is aware of Rogers' compliance review. The 2016 certifications are scheduled for court approval on October the 26th of 2016. September 27th of 2016, the very next day after Carlin filed his government proposed 2016 Section 702 certifications, he announced that he was going to resign and Mary McCord would assume his position at a later date. October the 15th, 2016, understand this is 11 days before it was going to go for court approval, he formally left the NSD. The National Security Division. Mid-October of 2016, just days after that, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper submitted a recommendation to the White House that Director Rogers be removed from the NSA. But those efforts failed. Then he would later go on, Admiral Rogers, to warn President Trump that he was being bugged. And the rest, as they say, is history. And that is why I said Admiral Rogers may have saved the Republic. Now, there are dozens of people, possibly hundreds of names, that could be on a list of indictments. So the question begs, how many of these Obama administration rats have turned on their former team members? I don't have an answer. I'm definitely curious. Forget toilet paper. Forget hand sanitizer. Go buy yourself some popcorn and Coke because it is about to be game on for the winners. Do you know who the winners are? The winners are you and me. The winners are the people who are witnessing justice finally, after decades of being mistreated. The taxpayers are finally going to get justice. And it took Donald Trump fighting it out. And Trump, he tells you, nobody else could have done this. And it isn't even bragging when he says it, because he's 100% right. Nobody else could have done this. This is ordained by a higher power that Democrats don't believe in. And if I were a Democrat, this would prove to me that there is a God. Because there's no way we should be talking about this stuff right now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.